Today I'm talking about how the preference for thinking or feeling in your Myers-Briggs type can inform your wardrobe decisions. Welcome to episode 28 of Signature Style Systems. Discovering your unique self and your style DNA is a self-discovery journey. In my personality profiling and palette package, The Overnighter on Your Journey, I'll take you a level deeper in your type than the dichotomy level, just thinking or feeling, to the cognitive functions. Learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. Use code episode28, all one word, to take $40 off now till April 30th, 2024.
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look, because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Okay, so today I'm going to explain what the T or F means in your Myers-Briggs type. You probably already know that it means thinking or feeling. So these are judging functions. It has to do with the criteria that we use for making decisions. And I'm going to tie it into how to apply your preference to your wardrobe decisions. At the dichotomy level, the F or T in your four-letter code stands for feeling or thinking. In truth, everyone feels and everyone thinks. The question is, which criteria do you prioritize when you're making a decision? Personal criteria, that is, pertaining to people, or impersonal, that is, pertaining to data and metrics? If we go a level deeper to the cognitive functions, we find two different flavors of each preference, an extroverted version and an introverted version. That is what we're going to talk about today with regard to how you dress. But first, did you know that I have a style personality quiz? You can find the link to take it at my website, signaturestylesystems.com, or I'll put it in the link. I'll put the link in the show description for this episode. And let me give you a little cheat on the quiz. If your Myers-Briggs code type ends in a J, you will want to answer the question about extrinsic versus intrinsic factors with extrinsic. If your type ends in a P, choose intrinsic. A little more about that further on in this episode. So last week, I talked a little bit about when I got started learning the art and science of personal style. Shortly after I discovered The Triumph of Individual Style by Carlin Mathis, another homeschooling mom in my community invited me and my daughters and some of the other homeschool moms and their daughters to go through the book together. We also went through another book. It's called Fabulous You. It's by Tori Hartman, and it's about style personality. So I drew inspiration from the ideas in that book for my quiz, which I created during lockdown. And then later, when I started learning more about Myers-Briggs, I discovered the connections between the quiz and Myers-Briggs and the system. So if your Myers-Briggs type ends in a J, it means that your primary judging function, the F or the T, is forward-facing. In other words, it's used in the exterior world for making decisions. So extroverted feeling uses personal criteria to make decisions in the outer world. It does things like mapping the web of relationships, understanding and influencing culture, and responding in real time to get people's needs met. It's more aware of other people's feelings than the person is aware. The extroverted feeling user would be aware of their own. They're more aware of other people's feelings than they are of their own. Put it that way. So for what to wear, the focus is going to be on those outer world criteria, personal criteria. So if this is you probably never want to wear something that would make anyone else uncomfortable. And you likely understand naturally what is appropriate and on trend. Dressing as such is going to make you look like who you truly are. So the other extroverted judging function is extroverted thinking. So this is a T when it's combined with the J. And this is a decision-making function that is all about using impersonal criteria like data and metrics to get stuff done in the outer world. When it comes to dressing, the person who uses extroverted thinking is focused less on pleasing others and more on the impact they want to make. So their clothes should be practical for the activities that they're going to be doing, and also can be chosen according to the impression that you want to make in your setting. I just said there and then your, but that's okay. You get what I'm saying. So with both of those extroverted judging functions, if you're overall an extrovert and your first letter is an E, you should consider adding a little bit of in charge flavor to your outfit. If your first letter is I, you might be more comfortable in stuff that's a little safer or blends in a little better. It's all totally your choice, but outfits that are built on neutrals or that are similar to what the other people around you are wearing, those are probably going to be more comfortable for you. And also, you'll feel like yourself and look like yourself. So now on to the introverted judging functions. This is if your type ends in a P. So introverted feeling, if you have an I and or a not an I, if you have an F and a P in your type, this is the process that prioritizes personal criteria, but it's in the inner world, in the inner person. So when making decisions, it's focused on motives, values, intentions. It's highly interested in people's stories and focused on the human experience. These people spend a lot of time and energy figuring out how they feel about things. And so you're likely to have really strong preferences, and that's wonderful. To visually communicate the priority of introverted feeling, your look can be highly individual and self-expressive, and maybe even a touch of romantic. Finally, the last judging function we're talking about is introverted thinking. So, if introverted feeling is focused on clean motives, introverted thinking is focused on having a clean thought process and a lot of data. So, it distances itself from information for the purpose of making unbiased decisions. And, has just a lot of information organized within its own brain. So in my mind, this is the person who can and should do some version of a uniform or a capsule, where those decisions are made mostly ahead of time. It's all about what makes sense to the person. So extroverts that use either of these introverted judging functions may want their clothes to be a little bit more casual, and they might want to enjoy more options. The introverted versions, I think they could go very minimal, even just like black pants and a black t-shirt, if that, you know, is once they want to have that for their everyday uniform, if it's appropriate in your setting. So here's the homework for this episode. Take the lens of your Myers-Briggs type and your decision-making function and look over your wardrobe. Are there things you never wear because they offend your decision-making criteria? And if you aren't sure about your type, I can help with that. Visit my website, signaturestylesystems.com, to get conversational personality profiling plus a color palette. And you can save $40 through the month of April by using code EPISODE28, all one word, EPISODE28. Thanks so much for being here for Signature Style Systems, and just have fun being you.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.